a noted aviation entrepreneur, looks at the state of the business today. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Last weekend's Bend family reunion for owners of Lance Air, Columbia, and Cessna Corvallis aircraft provided some great learning opportunities for me, and I hope for you, through the interviews and Aero TV features we brought back. An opportunity I really appreciated was the chance to talk with Lance Nybauer, the designer and entrepreneur who started Lance Air and Columbia, and who is, at least temporarily, retired to a 25-acre spread outside Bend, Oregon. The sudden closure of Epic Aircraft and the news that Textron is pulling Cessna out of the community have hit Central Oregon pretty hard. At the reunion, Columbia aircraft owners remarked that if Columbia had to go bankrupt, hindsight reveals fortunate timing. Were it to happen today, there might not be anyone around willing to write a $25 million check for the assets. I asked Lance about the current economic environment for aviation and whether we might one day see more of his designs.
Well, it's obviously an extremely rough economy with regard to aviation and most any other business realm, but I was just reading where piston shipments were down 58% from this time last year. Turboprops were only 13, and the jets were 38. So, yeah, it's rough. It's very rough. But it looks like things are starting to get better, and it's going to take a couple of years more, maybe 2-3 years at least before. And I don't know if we'll ever get back to the kind of activity that was being dreamed and actually being seen a little bit of, where they were going up by 400, 500, 600, 700 every year. Mm-hmm. There's been a little bit of a wake-up call. I think, you know, the jets are down partly because of the image, and also the fact that corporate earnings are down, and it's becoming tougher to justify to shareholders this multi-million dollar jet, or several of them. Mm-hmm. I think the piston market is down because I think there's too many owner-operators that are questioning this economy and saying, maybe I'll put off that $500,000 purchase just for a little while. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a must-have machine. I'd like to have it. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason the turboprops are not down near as much is because they're the workhorses. And they really justify their own existence. And so we're not seeing the big decline there. I mean, you weren't seeing as big a numbers of sales either, of units, maybe dollars, but not units. But they're holding up the best, I think, and they probably still will. I think that relationship of the three different segments is probably going to maintain its current relationship, but I think they'll all start moving up a little bit. But it's going to be a while.
Let me make this more personal. Has the aviation world heard the last of Lance Nybauer?
Well, you know, I never say never, and I'm never really done. I'm always fiddling with something or other. You know, I mean, I just do it because I love doing it. I like to comment that the first 10-12 years in the business, I was at the shop, I mean, literally 7 days a week, 10-12 plus hours every day. And I'm happy to say I never once worked. It wasn't work. It was what I did. It was what I loved to do. And even though I've been retired technically for the last 3 years, I still work on airplane designs because I like to do it. So will I be in that frying pan again? You never know.
More with Lance Nybauer in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and this is a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Lance Air founder Lance Nybauer. My next question was a little out of Lance's element. Let me throw an oddball question at you just because I'd like to get your take on an unusual-looking market, at least to my perspective, and that is the light sport aircraft market and the sport pilot certificate. There are 100 of them, or maybe by now 101 or 102, actual different aircraft that are being marketed as LSAs by various companies. A lot of the companies seem content to sell. There are some companies that haven't sold one yet in the U.S. There are a bunch of companies that have sold, you know, two or three. And there are a handful of the bigger guys who are doing fairly well at it. Is that a real market, or are a lot of these companies going to be gone? And is this really a valuable addition to the range of things available to a would-be pilot?
Well, I think it is a valid market. There's going to be a huge shakeout. I mean, kind of look back at the old ultralight market. These are, you know, a level of sophistication higher, but I mean, it's not going to support 100 manufacturers. That's impossible. You know, it's like the auto industry back in the 20s and 30s. But, you know, how many are going to survive? It could be, you know, 10, 20, maybe 30, probably not more. And I think it is valuable to the industry because it gets people flying, and who knows? I mean, they may decide that they want something that offers not just the fun of being up in the air, but a little bit of utility as well. And so maybe some of those will start looking at the GA airplanes, and that's good. So, yeah, for that alone, I think it's valuable.
Now, you're also a rotorcraft pilot. You've had an R-44 at one time. Do you see anything exciting going on in that side of the world, and are you interested in playing in that side of the world?
Well, I'm not interested in designing helicopters, no. Too many parts going in different directions, but they are a hoot to fly. And, yeah, I built a little one, a little CH-7, the Italian one, and the kit company, I'd set up a North American distributorship for that for a while until it basically priced itself out of the market. But, yeah, helicopters are great, and there's some new things coming that is very interesting with rotor dynamics and propeller pusher thrust and things like that that will bump up the performance level of helicopters, although they're going to be very spendy, so it'll never get to the kind of the general aviation side, I don't think.
You talk about the Sikorsky X2 project?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's some others. Carter still has his design that they're trying to perfect. And so things are going to happen there, but, you know, I don't think it's going to filter down to the kind of the GA recreation guy anytime soon.
Lance, there's been some bad economic news for the Bend area, which had a very promising aerospace industry underway, thanks in large part to your work early on. Epic is shut down, and now Cessna is pulling manufacturing operations for the Columbia line, or what was the Columbia line, out of Bend and moving it to Kansas. Is this a blow from which this area can recover, and will this area continue to thrive as an aviation manufacturing destination for companies who are looking for what they need?
Well, it has been hit hard, of course. when Cessna bought Columbia, I knew they wouldn't stay here. I just knew it. And the economy probably rushed that. But, yeah, it's been tough around here. There's still a lot of suppliers that are in the area that came here, frankly, because I moved Lance Air up here. You know, Precise Flight was here, but Electronics International and some oxygen companies and so forth. And there's a lot of home building activity here. and builder assist activity and things like that. But as far as large airframe manufacturing, there's not a lot of activity going on there, period. So I don't see that happening anytime soon around here. But the environment is great for it. So, you know, if the industry can perk up a bit, I think it would make sense for anybody to look at Central Oregon, because the reason I came here, it's 92.8% VFR flying. You know, it's terrific for that. And there is some infrastructure here. There's not a lot of real estate available, even though you see open land over at Bend, the infrastructure's not there. And someday it could be, though. But so there's not a lot of expansion room. But it's a great environment, and it's not a place that I want to leave anytime soon, so who knows?
Well, I know, you know, as far as a place to conduct testing or training, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That's because of the great weather.
Well, and the proximity to bad weather if you want to find it.
Yeah. You can just go 30 miles west here in the Cascade Mountains, and you can find all kinds of weather. So, yeah, it's good for that, too.
Well, Lance, thanks for filling in some of the early tiles in our mosaic of the history of this aircraft line, and best of luck to you, whatever you decide to do in the future.
Well, thank you very much. Good talking with you.
I have to say that Lance Nybauer seems to genuinely enjoy his country home in the high desert of Central Oregon and seems excited about his new vacation place on Abaco, but I came away thinking we will see more of his work in the future. The owners of the various planes Lance Nybauer has designed have a type club. It's now called the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club, but the URL is still www.lanceairpilots.org. You've been listening to a special feature from AeroNews. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.